feel any of my power.
None? I asked. What about your bear form? He shook his head, a horrible sigh slipping loose. A cold, miserable lump grew in my gut at hearing the despair in his voice. I'd only heard him sound so forlorn once before, and that was when Abe died. Not even when he broke his spine had he seemed so defeated. I glanced at Kara, unable to stomach the worry coloring his cheeks. She didn't look any different. The mean snarl that had twisted her lips just a moment before was now a puzzled frown.
Neither can I.
Well, isn't that just fucking awesome? Katon didn't give me time to wallow in my defeatism.
This way, he shouted, darting over the cluster of desk-sized stones that were gathered on the far side of the plateau we'd landed on.
He was up and over in a heartbeat, disappearing from view before the rest of us even reached the rocks. The shriek of the dragons followed after him, sending chills down my spine. They were coming in fast.
Rala scrambled up the stones with CB and the tome clutched together under an arm so she had one free.
Veronica climbed beside her, making sure she got over okay. Rahim and Kara went next, with me taking up the rear. No jokes, please. My crispy flesh outfit a little less pliable and mobile than I would have preferred. Every movement was an exquisite agony. Brittle, scarred skin ripping and tearing as I ran, every step shooting pain through my bare feet, bits and pieces left behind. Only when I started up the stones did I notice that my rental body, that of the not-so-fortunate bloodsucker Hobbs, had come without a complimentary suit of clothing. My little vampire bits were flopping about, playing a wayward game of helicopter. Like the rest of me, they were a bit on the toasty side. Someone had taken the weenie roast a bit too far, methinks.
A muffled gasp from Rala yanked my attention to the ruin of my borrowed crotch and up the slope just in time to see Veronica and the alien slip over the edge and vanish. I expected a familiar panicked thump in my chest as they poofed, but there was nothing but cold, empty silence. It felt rather anticlimactic, given thoughts bounding around inside my skull. The disconnect was unnerving. Next went Kara, but by then I was close enough to see that she'd slid down to a narrow embankment on the other side of the rocks, joining the others. A natural pathway led into a thick mass of enormous, old-looking trees that had been invisible from the plateau. As I slipped over the top, the subtle scent of their leaves hit me, a musky freshness clearing the smell of char that had been clouding my nose. It must have been how Katon thought to flee that way. I guess being a vampire wasn't all bad. Not that I wanted to be stuck in someone else's body. It was a nightmarish episode of The Biggest Loser. Be that as it may, right then, I had to worry about becoming dead rather than just undead. So I darted down the path after Kara, following the fluid swivel of her ass. It was a far greater sight than what I imagined was about to swoop down on us and swallow our faces with sadistic glee. Katon came to a sudden stop, where a massive purple-green branch reached out from the thicker forest, jutting a couple of short feet from where we pressed against the stony hill.
Here, he whispered, drawing our attention to the leafy limb. Veronica first, and then the alien.
I have a name.
Rala grunted as the enforcer steered the ex-wife past the alien and sent her scurrying along the branch. The limb, a hand span thick, wavered but held sturdy.
No time for introductions.
Katon grabbed Rala and pushed her after Veronica, chatterbox's maggots dancing in his wide eyes.
Hope you're not afraid of heights.
I choked back a laugh at that.
Rahim glanced behind us, eyes scanning the sky as Kara and I caught up.
They'll be here in a moment now. This way,
Katon motioned to Kara, a move I encouraged when she rolled her eyes at the enforcer's gallant gesture and glanced over at me.
Oh, please, go, I begged. You're the lightest of those left. This isn't chivalry. Which was total bullshit, and she knew it, but she didn't bother to argue. Baby on board, she spun about and ran gracefully across the branch as if she'd been doing it her entire life.
A quiet sigh slipped loose when she hit the cluster of leaves on the other side and stepped into their cover without a word. She was still clearly upset at everything, but I couldn't blame her. We'd have to have a serious talk once things settled. If they ever did.
Now you, Rahim,
Katon told the wizard. It was clear both of us expected him to argue, but to our mutual surprise, he didn't. He glanced at his reddened stub and